Hello, this is Catherine in Chernobyl, and I am recording my second ever podcast. I did do one before, however, it doesn't seem to work because it won't play back anything, or it says the URL is lost. Anyway, this podcast is in reference to my midterm feedback for my Teaching with Technology course, and it's about the PowerPoint that I created for the feedback. So, let's begin. Things I've learned so far in this class, I've learned how to use a wiki. I learned what a wiki was because before the class I didn't know what it was. I've also been able to design a website and blog, which I didn't realize how easy it was, otherwise I would have done it ages ago for my class. I also learned how to save documents in PDF format. I've learned about Digo and Delicious and the wonders of that site. I've also learned how to conference with others online through WizIQ. And the big thing I've learned is that technology is really not as scary as I thought it was. Some tools I've used in my professional life or are planning on using. Student blogs. I'm going to have my students blog about what they read, which I'm very excited about. A classroom website, which I'm going to create in conjunction with my students. Website evaluation forms, which I have used before but now know how to use them in a little bit of a, well, in a more effective way. And I've learned about different search engines to use other than Google. This class, Teaching with Technology, allows you to explore Web 2.0 tools that you may not have known even existed. It lets you dream up ways to utilize tools within your classroom, teaching and reaching every learner, and it makes you face your technology fears head on, just like it did for me, because I know I could have just kind of sat back and not done anything. However, it really forces you to get in there and to practice and use, you know, the tools, and it lets you become familiar with them. Overall, my feelings about the class are positive. I'm learning new skills that make me a better teacher. My students benefit from my new knowledge and my acceptance of these tools that they learn from, and I'm also rising to the challenge of the class. Some changes I would like to see have to do with assignment descriptions, just to make sure that in all places that our assignments are posted, that all the details are given, because sometimes some details aren't given in one place. And it just can become confusing and also time-consuming when you're searching for different descriptions of the assignments to make sure they match. Also, the amount of assignments. You know, I love a challenge and I love working hard, but I often feel overwhelmed during the week just because of the sheer amount of assignments and readings we have during the week. I think simply because a lot of this takes time to play with and become accustomed with, and you know, you really want to become proficient in these different Web 2.0 tools, so you need the time to play around with them. Another change I put in my PowerPoint is I'd like to see our grades given on the Moodle website. However, after I noticed that there are grades being posted just this week, so that's wonderful. And basically, I'd just like to say thank you for asking for our input. I think that's a wonderful thing for a professor to ask of her students, and it's not something that often happens. So, thank you. I'm excited for the second half, and I appreciate all you've done for us and all the hard work, Dr. Spinola. Thanks a lot. I hope this works.